91X News.
It's 8 degrees and raining at 4 o'clock. From the QNET Newsroom, good afternoon. I'm Sophie Dudley. A French elementary school teacher from Sterling has pleaded guilty to multiple counts of sexual-related charges involving students and minors. QNET reporter Madeline Villa has the details.
Jacqueline McLaren appeared in the Belleville court today and pled guilty to 7 counts of sexual-related charges. Court heard that it all started when the 37-year-old former French teacher at Tweed Elementary School allowed some of her students to use her phone for educational purposes. One male student came across a photo of McLaren's breasts and showed it to 2 other classmates. She warned the boys not to tell anyone about the pictures. Not long afterwards, one of the students demanded that McLaren send him similar photos in return for his silence. In fall of 2013, McLaren was warned by school officials that adding students on social media was not appropriate. She had been adding students on Facebook, where she was also posting adult content. But court heard that in 2014, McLaren sent nude photos and videos via Snapchat to 2 of the victims. That same year, McLaren met the same 2 victims on a trail in Tweed, where they consumed alcohol and McLaren had sexual relations with them. In total, there were 8 victims who received sexual photos, 4 boys under the age of 18 and 4 boys under the age of 16. McLaren was arrested in February of last year. After she was arrested, more victims were identified, including one who McLaren had sex with once he turned 18. She'd been sending him explicit pictures and videos starting when he was 15. McLaren will be back in Belleville court for sentencing on May 19th. Madeline Villa, QNET News, Belleville.
2 riverfront trails have been closed off due to flooding caused by rising water levels in the Mora River. The northern sections of both the Lions Park and Riverfront Trail have been shut down for the time being. Quinte Conservation warned over the weekend that due to snow melting and substantial rain in the forecast, water levels would be rising in the river and there was a risk of flooding. Area residents are being warned to stay away from the riverbanks. Ontario's Progressive Conservatives are calling for a temporary ban on school closures in the province and a review of the guidelines that determine them. PC leader Patrick Brown says the Liberal government is trying to find savings on the backs of students by putting schools on the chopping block. Marianne Mead Ward, whose kids attend a Burlington school up for possible school closure, says right now most of the students can walk to school and its closure would harm the community.
If our school closes, it will tear a hole in the heart of our city. It will divide students right down the middle of our community, with half being bused to the east, half being bused to the west.
QNET News is hosting a live chat this evening on the school closures. 11 schools in Hastings and Prince Edward and Belleville are the focus of accommodation reviews. Join QNET's reporters Lindsay Heron and Trish Botter tonight at 6:30 to address your concern about the schools. Go to our website at QNET News and join the conversation. Bomb threats toward Jewish organizations continue in North America, and now there is word some of the threats were made against community centers in Toronto and London, Ontario.
Police say the Miles Nadal Jewish Community Center in Toronto was evacuated out of an abundance of caution in light of threats made in New York, Oregon, Wisconsin, Illinois, Florida, and Maryland. The Center for Israel and Jewish Affairs says a bomb threat made against the London Jewish Community Center was the second it has received in the past 2 months. Both facilities reopened after police gave an all clear. U.S. federal officials have been investigating more than 120 threats against Jewish organizations in 36 states since January the 9th. Roger Ward, The Canadian Press, Toronto.
Premier Kathleen Wynne was put on the hot seat over her new hydro plan today, not by reporters or opposition politicians, but by a ratepayer from Sturgeon Falls. With journalists present, the premier made a few calls to people across the province who had written to her to complain about soaring electricity bills, a day after she announced an average 17% cut. Wynne responded to a woman named Anita who wanted to know why future ratepayers will have to pay more in interest to achieve those savings.
Everyone who's paying electricity bills right now, you're paying for investments that we had to make to upgrade the system that hadn't been upgraded for decades. You're paying a disproportionate amount on that bill.
Martin Luther King Jr.'s oldest son gave his perspective on the Donald Trump presidency at a leadership conference in Lethbridge, Alberta this morning. Martin Luther King III says he hopes that Trump realizes that you can't run a country like a business and that immigration changes are more reasonable.
I do think you have to have a system for vetting. Everyone should be vetted thoroughly. but I don't think you just deny whole groups of people. And I'm not sure, that was a campaign promise. So, you know, I would give, for while I may disagree with it, I would give him high marks for attempting to do what he said he was going to do.
King says if the American people are unhappy, there will likely be a huge turnout when the midterm elections are held in 2 years. Everyone will be watching the Women of the World on Wednesday in celebration of International Women's Day. This year's theme is Women in the Changing World of Work, Planet 50-50 by 2030. The celebration started in New York City in 1908, where 15,000 women marched to fight for shorter hours, better wage, and the right to vote. It's a day dedicated to celebrating the social, economic, cultural, and political achievements of women. That's QNET News on 91X at 4:05. Next up is sports.
You trust your eyes to an optometrist and your skin to a dermatologist. When it comes to the appearance of your smile, trust an orthodontist. As a certified specialist in orthodontics, I spend 100% of my time treating crooked teeth and jaws. Your bite is a complex biological system, and I possess the knowledge and experience to treat you safely. For a complimentary consultation, call me, Dr. Julianne Peterson. No referral needed. Call 969-8822.
I love my Peterson smile.
Good afternoon, I'm Sophie Dudley with QNET Sports. The Trenton Golden Hawks prepare to play their third playoff game tonight at home against the Newmarket Hurricanes. The Golden Hawks won their second game last night against Newmarket. The Hawks game tonight is at 7:30. There was a sea of blue in the Quinte West Council Chambers last night as the Quinte Royals baseball team and supporters for the Quinte West Minor Baseball Association came to discuss an issue for lights at a local diamond. When the Bayshore Diamond was built 2 years ago, Council promised lights by the 2017 season. But as Olivia Tim reports, it looks like they won't be there for this year.
11-year-old Brianna DeMille spoke in front of the council about her love for baseball and the importance of lights for the field.
Baseball is a sport. Baseball is what gets inside you. It lights you up, and I'm hoping you will light up our field.
Mayor Jim Harrison agrees lighting for the Bayshore Baseball Diamond is a priority for the field to reach its full potential.
We all know that a diamond, in order to be used as much as possible, has to have lights because, you know, people play after dark, and that's what you have to use. But do you know how much will it be used? That's what they're telling us, lots. I would certainly hope so.
The baseball season begins sometime in May, and it is still undetermined if the diamond will have lights by then. Olivia Tim, QNET News, Quinte West.
A 17-year-old Texas transgender boy who became the state's girls wrestling champion is now facing lawsuits from opponents who say the win wasn't fair.
The newest state champion in Texas girls wrestling is 17-year-old Mac Beggs, who says he'd rather be wrestling boys.
Because I'm a guy, it just makes more sense.
Beggs, assigned female at birth, was never comfortable as a girl.
I would feel like I need to kill myself sometimes.
Mac started taking testosterone in 2015, but was told by state regulators that he'd still have to wrestle girls. The parents of two of his opponents have filed lawsuits saying his victories weren't fair. He says he never cheated. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
The Miami Heat make it 19 wins in their last 23 games with a 106-98 victory in Cleveland last night. Heat coach Eric Spoelstra says Akara White didn't back down as he guarded LeBron James all night.
It's those habits of getting into competition. And so you don't look at the moment or the player and get overwhelmed. You get into the competition. He's a competitor. That's why we liked him in summer league and in training camp and in Sioux Falls.
Northern Ontario's Brad Jacobs defeated Ontario's Glenn Howard 7-2 at the Brier. Jacobs improved to 4-1. He says his team is finding its form in this Canadian men's curling championship.
Great all around. I think the key to that game for us was we really had a good grasp on the ice and the rocks, and we started off with an early three-pointer, and we were able to we managed the scoreboard from there, made them make some tough ones, and took advantage of our opportunities.
Send us your team or league scores at our email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville tonight sees a few showers ending near midnight, then becoming partly cloudy with a low of +1. Tomorrow will be sun and clouds with a high of 5. It's 4:09 and 8 degrees. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Sophie Dudley, QNET News on 91X, next at 5.